Dadage's friends and family, this episode is full of You don't believe me? Stick around and find out for yourself.
You know, when I was your age, go ask your mother. I know you don't like it. It builds character. How many times do I have to tell you? I'm not just talking to hear my own voice.
Hello, listener, and welcome to Dadages. I'm your host, Chad Hagel, and if you are looking for some fatherly wisdom for your career, your family, or any other aspect of your life, then you've come to the right place. If you want to learn more about Dadages, find additional content, submit questions, or feedback to me, visit dadages.com. Thanks for being here. And before you listen to our podcast, please listen to your father. That's right, friends and family. This is a really crappy episode of Dadages, because we're talking about crap, literally. Today's episode is all about poop. Number two, taking a grumpy, dropping the kids off at the pool, whatever you want to call it. We all do it, but we very rarely talk about it. Today on Dadages, we're going to change that. A healthy lifestyle depends upon a healthy digestive system. Did you know that based upon a new report issued by the American Cancer Society, that colorectal cancer is now the leading cause of cancer death in men under the age of 50, and second only to breast cancer in women under the age of 50? It's true. Incidence of colorectal cancer has doubled in young people since 1995. There's no other way to put it. These statistics are really According to Yale Medicine, sedentary lifestyle, obesity, smoking, heavy alcohol use, low-fiber, high-fat diets, or diets high in processed meats, and other environmental factors have all been associated with the disease. One way to stay ahead of colon cancer is to focus on maintaining good gut health. And today, in a very special Entrepreneur's Corner episode of Dadages, we're going to talk to an entrepreneur who is taking a stand. Well, maybe taking a seat, actually, against colon cancer and other colorectal problems by focusing on gut health and regularity. Specifically, her focus is on maintaining proper bowel function for people like me who travel all the time. I'm really happy to welcome to the Dadages virtual studio, Liz Hall, creator of Travel Ease. Liz, welcome to Dadages.
Thank you for having me, Chad. Excited to be here.
You're very welcome. We're excited to have you here. Now, Liz, you know all about travel, isn't that right? Tell us how you became such an expert in travel.
Yeah, I guess you can say I am an expert at travel because in my early 20s, I was a flight attendant for almost a decade. I flew the friendly skies with American Airlines, which was headquartered out of Dallas, Texas.
My hometown airline here in Dallas. Spend a lot of time on American Airlines.
Same. And I definitely had a lot of ups and downs. And it definitely taught me a lot of travel tips, travel tricks, and health-related travel issues.
So, candid question, which was more of a pain in the ass? The passengers you had to deal with every day, or the potential digestive issues that came along with traveling so much?
Oh, that's a tough one. It's probably a combination of both, 50-50.
I'm sure one aggravates the other and vice versa.
Exactly.
Well, wonderful. And so Liz, you're also very much an entrepreneur by nature, as I've learned, and you were actually raised by parents who are entrepreneurs too. Is that correct?
That is correct. My parents had a brokerage, a real estate brokerage when I was young. So I did grow up watching them be entrepreneurs and have their own office. And on weekends, they drag me to open houses or to their office. And I just remember always swinging around in their chair, bored to death and wanting to hang out with my friends, but I had to be with my parents on the weekends.
I'm having flashbacks of being at my dad's office and like playing with every bit of office supplies I could steal from the supply closet and doing whatever I could to make a mess. I think it was a passive protest against being there.
Yep, it's exactly it. That was, you and I have a lot in common, it sounds like.
For sure. And, you know, I obviously, you know, followed a career path that was laid for me by my father. Tell us more about the influence your parents had on you and how that kind of paved the way for you to be adventurous and to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah. So I guess my parents did pave the way. They showed me that you don't have to work a regular 9-to-5 job. You can create your own career and your own path. And my parents were very successful and they did a really, you know, great job. Of course, when I was young, I fought every step of the way. I'm like, I don't want to do what my parents do. I don't want to go into real estate or mortgage or any of that in that field. And that's when I went into becoming a flight attendant and flying in friendly skies. And that was an amazing experience. But then later on, of course, when the airlines was causing health issues, that's when I had to retract and went to go and work with the family business. And I worked with my parents for a while. And it was the best experience. When I was older, I guess when I became mature enough to realize like, oh, okay, I could do
that. You can actually appreciate that time with your parents at that point, right?
Exactly. And I did. And it was lovely. They taught me a lot in the very beginning. Of course, I had a ton of questions when I just started out because of course I went into real estate. I didn't state that. And I'd always call my mom like, okay, I just got a buyer. Can you walk me through this? Or I just got a listing. Can you walk me through that? And I still do that till this day sometimes.
That's really great. It's great to know that, you know, parents can be your mentors as well. I think that it's very rare that people are able to develop that kind of relationship with their parents. You know, there's so much baggage that we carry forward from our youths and from our family of origin that often stands in the way of being able to have that kind of relationship. You know, I always say that I've worked alongside my father, and there have been points in time that we have worked together, and he's always been there to provide advice and mentorship. But I don't think I could ever work for my father because his way of doing business is so different from mine. And I would have a lot of trouble showing up at the same office every day because even when my dad and I worked together, he was in Florida and I was in California. You can't get much further apart than that. So we had our space, even though we were working together, but it sounds like you've bridged that gap and in your early stages of your professional career, really found a way to be close with your parents and have that be totally copacetic in a work environment.
Yes and no. Of course, you have your challenges when you work with your parents.
And no. The and no is all the fun stories, right?
Exactly. But my parents are in Northern California, and I am now in Southern California. And now they've since then have retired. And but I still do call them for advice because they, of course, have experienced it all through the years.
That's great. And Liz, as we said earlier, today we're talking all about poop. I'm so glad that we can peel back societal constraints and have an open discussion about that sort of thing. And I have to say, it's a big topic in our family. My wife, Nina, is not just a chef. She's really into food science and the health impacts of dietary choices. And she has this book she loves called What's Your Poo Telling You? And have you always been interested in this topic as well? Or is it something that evolved later in your life after your earlier career?
I think it has always been involved in my life, not because I was seeking out to learn about my digestive gut or about poop, but trust me, I've heard it all about poop, by the way. It was because of my health issues. I was in my early 20s when I had my first colonoscopy. Because of all of my gut health issues, I was forced to have to learn about your gut and your poop. I had severe endometriosis. And the endometriosis actually affected my rectum area. And that's what caused me to always have to go see a gastrologist. And they couldn't figure it out until, of course, many, many years later. And now I'm like way into my late 30s. And that's when I get diagnosed properly. Early on in my life, I was always looking for an alternative route because doctors were always wanting to put you on some kind of medication, right? Or diagnose you, right? I was diagnosed. They thought I had Crohn's disease. They thought I definitely had endometriosis and colitis. And I did have colitis, but that went into remission. And that can go into remission, just like Crohn's can as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I believe it or not, I can actually relate when you discuss endometriosis, not personally, but my mother suffered with that for pretty much her entire life. And I know how much it can really disrupt every aspect of in every organ system inside your body. And so I'm sorry that you had to contend with that. And I'm glad that you were able to find ways to address parts of the symptoms. And as you said, take some of the most severe ramifications and put those into remission so that you didn't have to deal with it. So obviously all of this background and these medical challenges that you were facing, you know, sort of set you up for focusing in this area for your own well-being. Was there one particular moment in your life that you can point to that was that moment that it's inspired you not just to take care of yourself, but to create Travelease as a product?
I think that it was always probably in the back of my mind because I was always, you know, dealing with suffering, I like to sadly say. It hit me with my husband. We were on vacation, and this happened every vacation or any time we were traveling. But this one particular time we were in Miami, Florida, I was severely constipated. I was not able to go to the bathroom the entire time we were there. It was ruining our vacation. I didn't want to wear my swimsuit. I was afraid to eat, drink, anything because I was bloated, feeling uncomfortable. And I was just finally, I said, I had enough. I'm not dealing with this anymore, because the word laxative is a trigger word for anyone that experiences constipation. It's a trigger word because they know that it could cause side effects. A laxative over-the-counter synthetic product would cause urgency, cramping, you know, the chills, the sweats, you name it, you don't know what you're going to experience. And so you're afraid to take it. And sometimes, you know, people always go to coffee, right? Okay, drink coffee. Coffee doesn't always work. Or eat tons of greens. The greens don't always work. And I know so many, you know, naturopathic doctors, so many nutritionists will say you need to eat your fiber. And fiber even could do the opposite effect and stop you up. My doctors through the years would always say, take Metamucil. Metamucil would not help me. It would make it worse. And plus it's super slimy and it just tastes gross. But when we were in Miami, Florida on the beach, I had said, I'm not going to deal with this anymore. And I'm going to come up with my own product. As soon as we got home from that trip, I literally went into the kitchen and started mixing and experimenting. And of course I went to a deep dive of all my old books that I would read about for my health. My husband actually said, he's like, you were in a trance, like you were playing this song on repeat, I don't even know how many times over, until I finally found, I mean, of course it wasn't that one day, but it was through a process. And I was on a mission, and I had a friend who is a pharmacist, and I would call and say, can I mix this with this? Or also I learned the hard way. I learned with one of my vitamin C, I was mixing my ingredients and I was getting mouth sores. I'm like, oh, that vitamin C gave me mouth sores. Can't use that one. It was too acidic. And there are different types of vitamin C's I've since learned.
For sure. For sure. I mean, it sounds like you sort of turned yourself into a mad scientist and maybe were your own guinea pig along the way. That's it's very brave.
Yeah, 100%. I was. And it worked. I finally found the formula that worked for me. And if anyone was going to know if it worked or not, it would be me because I experienced it all. I think that beach in that moment in Miami, Florida with my husband on vacation.
Yeah. Yeah, not a day at the beach, as they say. That's amazing background. When you look at it from a business perspective, setting aside the severity of the personal health challenges that you faced, most of the greatest entrepreneurs are absolutely obsessed. And what you described is an obsession, not an obsession that grows out of some sort of drive and commitment to an idea. It's an obsession that grew out of your own physical necessity. And that's quite a pathway to determination and quite a pathway to driving you towards success. So in a way, it may have been a physical and medical curse on you, but I think in terms of being an inspiration, being a motivation and a driver to push you to step outside the box and pursue something, it takes something for every entrepreneur. And it sounds like you've really got a driving force behind you. And so I would bet very strongly that you're going to continue with the success you're having and that that's going to carry you a long way. And so I think you can look at your greatest obstacle as also your greatest motivating force. And I think that's a great thing. And I hope you're able to look at it that way as well.
Well, thank you, Chad. I appreciate that. I do like to think of all of my pain and suffering now was for a reason. And that does bring me peace. And that makes me happy now. I have that to say about all of the pain that I suffered. And I think that my entrepreneurial background from being raised by my parents also helped me, instilled that in me. And they always said, if you could think it, you could do it. And it came to me, and there's nothing stopping me. And I thank them for that as well.
That's great. That's great. It's a good combination of some values, a value system that was provided to you by your parents, a wide open mindset, and then a great motivation, as I said. Well, this is a great time then to kind of turn the page and give you an opportunity. This is where we really get into it. And this is what we like to call the Shark Tank moment on Entrepreneur's Corner. It's your moment to really pitch me and the rest of the Dadage's friends and family. So I want you to tell us about Travelease and sell us on what makes the product and the company special.
Okay. I'm still working on my pitch for Shark Tank, by the way.
This is a great place to practice.
So when I did come up with Travelease, I did do a bigger picture and come up with the company named Ease Natural Health. So I'll explain that a little later, but the main reason with Travelease is I created it for myself. It helps you stay regular while you're traveling, because everyone experiences, not everyone, but there is a huge percentage of people that experience vacation constipation. It could be a number of reasons, right? You're dehydrated, you are stressed, your time zone is off, you're eating differently. It's a combination of many factors. I knew that I wanted it to be a powder formula for hydration purposes, because you're pouring it in a glass of water, which is forcing you to drink a full 8-ounce glass of water minimum. Because a lot of the other products out there that are in capsules, you have to swallow. And most people, including me, when it comes to a capsule, I will only take a small sip just to swallow the pill, where this is forcing you to drink the entire 8-ounce glass. So that right there helps with hydration. Other products on the market that are with synthetic ingredients, Travelease is made up of pure vitamins and minerals. I'll even share the ingredients with you. It's raspberry powder, flaxseed powder, vitamin C, magnesium citrate, and a root derived called Cascara Sagrada that all helps with your body work naturally to keep you regular. So Travelease helps you travel with ease.
I like that. I like that. That's a good pitch and certainly a good tagline. So you mentioned some of the ingredients. Without sort of giving away the secret formula, can you kind of share with us how you got to that formulation of ingredients? You talked about all this experimenting you did. What caused you to zero in on this particular set of ingredients, and why do you think this is the magic formula?
Yeah, a lot of people will instantly think that it's the magnesium citrate that is the main ingredient that's going to help you go. Honestly, it's not.
Yeah, I know I use magnesium in the evenings for many health reasons, but it's certainly one of the byproducts as you wake up the next day and find that you're pretty regular.
Yes. And it depends on the type of magnesium, because there are a ton of magnesium. So this one particular is citrate, which does help with your gut. There's glycosylate. There's a ton of different types of magnesiums that we could go into that help for various parts of your body. Then I have flaxseed powder, which is a great fiber, and it's soluble, but it's a much better fiber than the regular fiber that you're going to get like in a Metamucil. Flaxseed is not this, it doesn't come off slippery or taste bad. It's just a neutral fiber that is healthier option. Flaxseed is really good for you. And raspberry powder. Did you know that 1 cup of raspberries has 8 grams of fiber? That's a powerful punch for a little raspberry. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's much tastier than a teaspoonful of Metamucil.
Exactly. Exactly. And vitamin C, which I think vitamin C is also good for your immune system. And when you're traveling, your immune system is, you know, being challenged. So I think that having all of these ingredients, and of course the Cigara Sagrada, which is derived from a bark root that does help you go to the bathroom naturally. It is a natural laxative, but I do have a very minimal amount in it. I think all of these vitamins and minerals combined help you go with flow. And I do need to emphasize the vitamin C because I don't actually share as much, which I know I need to now say that it does help with your immune system while you're traveling as well.
Of course, yeah, an extra added bonus.
Exactly. I like to say that your travel ease is like emergency, but also for your gut.
That's great. And I think, you know, just listening to your explanation of all of that and the list of ingredients, you know, the first piece of feedback I'll provide just in that area is I see almost this Venn diagram of all of these different areas that you're covering. You've got the mineral content with magnesium citrate. You've got the fiber in a high quality fiber form, as you said, not the cheap stuff that you're going to find in Metamucil. You've got berry and working from a natural laxative perspective and the fiber that comes with the fruit component. So you've got a fruit component. You've got the vitamin component that you talked about with vitamin C, which, as you said, great for immunity and has other benefits. And then a very natural laxative in the form of a root derivative, not something that's going to be chemical in nature. And so I think that your palette of ingredients is a sales tool in and of itself because of the way that you've so beautifully composed it. And I really do see it as a palette, not just as a list. And so one of the things that I would encourage you to do in your marketing and the way that you're presenting is to focus on the visual. Show, don't tell. That's one of the things I always tell people that work for me and people in any business that are looking at selling something. In every business, you're selling something, usually yourself first and then a product. But the best, one of the best pieces of advice in sales is, like I said, show, don't tell. And so I think that's one of the things that I would encourage you to look at is how you can convey this type of information in the most visual way possible about the composition of the product, because a lot of times it can get lost in just a laundry list that sounds like the disclaimer that you hear on a pharmaceutical commercial with someone talking in the background very quickly. I would really emphasize all of that because I think it's something you can really put forward and will resonate well with people.
I appreciate that. I agree with you. I'm a very visual person and transparent, and I do have all of the ingredients on the packaging and on our website sharing all of our ingredients because I do agree that that is very important.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I get the sense that the industry or the niche that you're going after, it's kind of a crowded segment of the market. There's a lot of different remedies out there that try to tackle this same problem of digestive health and constipation. You talk colonics, cleanses, holistic remedies. What really differentiates your product from all of those other approaches to good gut health?
Yeah, though, that's a great question. You know, it's crazy. When I was looking for the product, it was not out there, but now all of a sudden it's become more mainstream. I think what separates me from the rest is, yes, my products are all natural, reliable ingredients, and they're not synthetic ingredients. And I also, like I said, it's a powder formula that helps you stay hydrated. I think a lot of the products out there, that even the natural products, they are in a capsule and they aren't missing the fact that people don't drink as much water as they need to. So having it in a capsule is not always going to help someone drink the amount of water that they need. Even though they say, you know, drink it with an 8-ounce glass of water, they're not going to. But if you have it poured in, the powder poured in a glass of water, people do now trigger like, oh, I need to drink all of it. Because to them, they know that all the ingredients are in the glass. The whole amount. So I think that's what separates me.
Yeah. And, you know, I think some of these other approaches to trying to deal with gut health are obviously not things that you can pack in your carry-on. You're not going to take a colonic machine with you when you travel. So I think convenience, accessibility, ease of use, all of those kinds of things are things I see and things that I think can, again, be part of your messaging and part of your pitch, particularly with the niche you're going after, not just focusing on constipation remedies in general, but really targeting the travel industry and the travel sector and the traveling consumer, talking to them about what matters to them specifically, I think is very important as something that you should really focus on and how you're differentiating yourself from the others.
Yeah, thank you. And yeah, colonics are not always good for you, and they're very uncomfortable. I mean, you feel like you're going to have a colonoscopy, really, and they personally, this could be very controversial, but I think that colonics do make that your gut muscles weaken. And you will find studies online, people saying that and people disagreeing with that. But personally, from personal experience, I do think that you can become dependent on colonics and also laxatives. And my ingredients are no dependency, all natural, that works with your body. And that's also something that's different.
Now, when you talk about something being made of all natural ingredients, that's a great notion. And it's obviously valuable to know that what you're putting in your body is something that came from the earth and not from a laboratory. But when you have a product that does come from all natural ingredients, there's obviously different types of approaches to bringing it to market and regulatory requirements versus pharmaceuticals. Have there been any sort of clinical trials or studies conducted to validate the effectiveness of what you're delivering to the market?
Yes, definitely. First, I did start off small and I experimented, of course, on myself. And then I experimented with a lot of friends. And then when I felt like no one was having these side effects and it was working.
You went from
really
being
well.
One guinea pig to recruiting all of your friends to being a whole tribe of guinea pigs.
Exactly.
Guinea pigs travel in herds or packs, or what do you call a group of guinea pigs?
It's a great question. I'll have to look that one up.
Yeah.
It was a huge crowd. In fact, word got out and I was filling these orders out of my kitchen for the longest time before I went into production. So I felt like I was like a drug mule for a little while, to be honest. But prior to that, I mean, after all of that, I did go the proper channels and get third party certified through a private company that can confirm that these products are safe and digestible and safe to mix and take. And I also, of course, from my manufacturer, provide their own third party certifications. So they won't, of course, manufacture anything without their confirmation and certification of the product and ingredients. And then I did go an even further step and found a doctor that would say it's doctor approved, which I was very excited about. That was a huge win for me.
Yeah, that's great. It sounds like you've hit it at every level, you know, the analyzing the product itself, making sure that your co-packer and your production facility is appropriately certified, and then bringing in a professional level endorsement and certification from an outside qualified source certainly helps in the process. You obviously, after recruiting your tribe of guinea pigs, you've had a lot of people who are close to you, and now, you know, increasing circles of people who have taken the product, Travelese. What kind of feedback are you getting, and how do you know it's working for people out there?
I've received a ton of testimonials, or if you want to call them reviews, from all over the country now. In the US, I'm only selling in the US currently. I get so excited whenever I get a new review because it's saying that it worked for them, it helped them with no issues, and it made their travels so much easier and enjoyable, and they're thanking Travelese for it. So that right there is just warms my heart. Majority of my reviews are from women. I do, from percentages of research, women do experience constipation on a much higher level than men do. It's probably in your family as well, you would notice. Men tend to have no problem or not being shy, as you say, to just use the bathroom or go whenever they need to go, where women will hold it and have pains and tears before they feel that they could feel comfortable going somewhere at times.
I know my wife has stage fright and will not use a public restroom under any circumstances whatsoever. And she says the minute she walks through the door, one of the ways her body tells her she's home is it's time to go.
Exactly. That's exactly it. I do have a higher percentage of women, clientele, customers. However, this is universal, male or female. But yeah, I've gotten a ton of positive feedback and it just fills my heart. In fact, just yesterday I saw a social media person do an influencer. Yes, sorry. I saw an influencer posted a photo of her on a plane with Travelese as one of her items. And I'm like, oh my gosh, yes. She tagged us and it was organic. We didn't pay her for that. And I was like, yes, she takes it on her trips. That's amazing.
So you're Instagram official now.
Yeah, exactly.
If it's on Instagram, it really happened.
That's right.
Well, that's great. It's good that you're getting that kind of feedback. It certainly is reassuring when you're an entrepreneur growing a new business. And talking about growth, tell us about your growth plan and your and what you're looking ahead to. What are the next steps? You mentioned the brand and the breadth of the brand. Are you looking into product line expansion?
Yes. So currently we are direct to consumer. We are on the website, our website, and on social media like Instagram and TikTok and Facebook. And earlier this month, we just launched on Walmart.com. Very excited, proud of that. That's been a huge win. And we do plan to grow the line of products. We have a product that I plan to be launching later this fall called Daily Ease, and that will be a prebiotic to help with the gut, to help keep you regular on the daily. So that's our next product. I'm excited to be getting out on the market. I like to say that Ease Natural Health is your natural medicine cabinet, an alternative to over-the-counter products. So I have this vision of having products that I need, that I use, and that I'm looking for as an alternative. So I needed some travel ease. I needed a prebiotic to keep me regular, even on the daily. So I have travel ease that'll be that we have. We have dailies that will help be helping you on the daily in the future. And I'm working on, it'll be funny, but I could say it now because it is trademarked, boozies. It'll help with hangovers.
Fantastic. And, you know, I like the branding. I like the approach. You know, I think it's a great association. You know, it's very easy to make the decision to take something that's very natural versus, do I want to put this drug or this prescription formulated medication into my body and worry about the side effects and what it might do to me?
Exactly. I feel that we are in a shift currently all over the world about people actually caring about what they're putting in their body. I think because all of our food and all of our products out there have so many synthetic and horrible ingredients in them now. And now people are really starting to take a notice and really care about what they're putting into their bodies.
I agree. I think it's so important. And so we've talked about the future of the line and the brand. I'm actually curious about the future for yourself. You know, let's look into your future. You're presently a double entrepreneur, balancing your company and its expansion with a full-time career in real estate. How does that work? Is it sustainable? And are you planning to continue your focus on digestive health? And will that eventually become your full focus?
Yeah, that's a great question. As you said, yes, I still have my day job. I am still doing real estate full-time. I'm, knock on wood, I am doing very well. This is a great month for me. However, this is a huge month also for travelees because I am attending two expos this month. I will be attending Expo West. I'm not sure if you've heard of Expo West, but it's a huge natural products expo and it's once a year and it's in Anaheim. So I'm attending as a guest, not a booth. I'm checking it out this year. I do have a few appointments set up with some retailers that I'm very excited about.
Yeah, good luck. It's a crazy show. My wife and I went to Expo West when she was running her consumer food product company, Clean Break Foods. And when she launched her first product, it was launched around Expo West, the Clean Break cookie. That brand is no longer active. She's maintained the brand and it's something we may come back to someday. But, you know, I've lived firsthand through the challenges of growing a consumer company in the food and health and natural remedy space. It's a daunting challenge. It's not for the faint of heart. And if it's your first time at Expo West, it'll be very eye-opening for you and you'll see everything that the industry is about, good and bad and ugly.
Yeah, no, you're right. It is daunting and it could be overwhelming. And sometimes I'm asking myself, I'm like, oh, wow, what have I gotten myself into? But it's exciting. And I just need to keep focusing on the excitement and the passion portion and know that I have a solution to a problem for people.
For sure. That's what it takes. And you're being in a consumer product company, you aren't just the entrepreneur. You aren't just the creator. You are also the face of the brand. And that's something you always have to remember is that positivity and the energy that you're talking about. It, no matter what, how bad your day might be going, you've got to put that forward all the time. Because as I said, you've got to sell yourself before you can sell your product.
Yeah, I'm getting better at that on social media. I'm trying to put myself out there more, which is not my style. Even in real estate, it was never my style. So I'm working on that one.
I understand. It's social media has its benefits, but it has a lot of challenges and ills that are probably greater than its benefits in many cases. But when you're growing a business, as I said, you've got to be Instagram official. You know, if it's not on social media, it doesn't really exist, it seems, in these days when you're talking about a consumer product company.
Yeah, that's the world we live in. That's so true.
And Datage's friends and family, if you want to be Instagram official with us, you can connect with us on Instagram at Datage's Advice. We'll take a break there and continue this Entrepreneur's Corner episode with Liz Hall next time on Datage's. And until then, remember, Dad may not always know what he's talking about, but he sure can sound like he does.